This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and a very royal welcome. Shalom, welcome. Wonderful to have everyone here. Yaakov, welcome back. You know, when you're not here, you miss. This one, you know. Shalosh Shudas wasn't the same without you.
No matter what you told
me. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I had to ask a bunch of people when Marv was. They were telling me when Shacharis was. They weren't interested about Marv. Okay, we're sponsored by Fish Family, Lunishmas Basi Bas Robert Shalom Ben Avram Alevi Perel Bas Ruvain, Lunishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lefu Shalem Fel Yomosh Mechai Sar Yaakov Ben Bas Yileh, for the Schus of Avram and Yom Benishma Malk Yehudis, by Yo Klugman and family, also the Refu Shalem for Shir Rivka Bas Yileh, Chana Bas Shashabina, Shemeh Ben Estvali, it's been Tzim and Dush, Shemeh Ben Chai Sara, should have Refu Shalem of Besech Shachal Yisrael. So now, again, continuing with things that have both wood and metal. Remember, flatware by wood is not mekabel tumah. Metal would be mekabel tumah. It depends what's the primary purpose. So makel, a stick used by officials to bang people with, you know. People weren't in line. They used to bang them. There was a ball, like an apple, of metal on the top of it. Tame, because the main thing is the ball gave the zets. Simrai, also if it was studded with nails on the top, or pretty nasty. Tame. Reb Shimon says it's only really used if there's three rows of nails. Achiyasa by Shloisha Sedarim. But if the metal was there, a ball, just for decorative purposes, then that's Tahirin. Also, Bereishik Menekes, if they put a tube on the top of the wood, in other words, they stupid it onto the wood as a decorative metal or tube, or Bechemidelis, a piece of metal that's around the bottom of a door on the bottom, Tahirin. In the case of the door, it's because it's part, it's the door is Karka, it's part of the karka. In the case of the stick, it's because it's ornamental. Hoisikli, but if it was a keli already, if it was, let's say, a siphon, and the chibulite, they attached it to the wood or the door, since it could be removed and still be used as a keli, then tamea. Mea masa hita rasa. At what point, if they take this siphon and they attach it to the wood or to the door, is it tar? When they damage it, when they're attaching it. When they attach it permanently, then it's tar. Now, hakantu shel banoi. This is something that we are familiar with. It's a crowbar. A crowbar of metal, of course, is going to be tame. Vadokar shel koresh, or a carpenter's hoe, harielu tameyan. Now, this is a very interesting halacha. We would think it's not the case, but yistais oyholim, pegs of tents that hold the tents down. Now, I would think that that's considered something that's mechubla karka, but it's not. It's considered the usage of the tent. V'yistais hamashachos, and also the peg used by the surveyor. He puts a peg down one place, and 50 feet later puts a peg another place, and he puts a chain one to another, are Timaeus. Shalshela shel mashachos, the chain used by the surveyor to measure the distance, Timaeus. However, if you have a bundle of wood, and a chain wraps the bundle of wood together, that chain is considered tuffled to the wood, and therefore it's tahira. Now, what about a bucket? Shalshelis deli gadol, the chain of a heavy bucket, a big bucket. Now, a chain of a heavy bucket, you can't give too much chain, because then it's going to be too heavy. So then, arba tfachim, the first four tfachim of that chain is what you use, And therefore, that's mekabel tuma v'shel katan. But if it's a small bucket, so you could use more chain because it's not so heavy, and asara. Chamor shel nafachin. Now, this is machlokes over here, different shatim in the Rav. It's an instrument used by the smith. And the Rav in the second shot says it's a type of workplace in the shape of a donkey with a smith sits at one end, and on the other end he puts at the end something that he's banging. He's banging into shape. So that's tame. Megera, a saw. You needed a doorstop. You couldn't find anything else but a saw. So you stuck the saw into the lintel that it should be a doorstop. Megera, she'asa shinea b'seichachar. The teeth of the saw is hanging. You know, people are afraid to walk in through that door. Who knows, maybe it's a guillotine. But anyway, the teeth are hanging there, and it's stuck into the lintel as a doorstop. So since you're not going to leave it there, because it's dangerous, so it keeps its status as a saw, and therefore tameya. Asam milmat lamalan, but if you turned it upside down, and the teeth went in, and the flat part is coming out as the doorstop, so that you can leave there, it's not dangerous, and that's part of the house, taira. V'kolakisuyin taira, and this is a rather general statement, although we said that there are exceptions if it's a part of the reifim, but generally a cover is not a keli, and it's not used by itself, and it's tar, chutz mishal mecham, except for the cover of a kettle, which they used to keep things in, they used to turn it over and keep things in, and then it's mekabel tumah, and then it is tameh. I will probably be going up to the country now for a few days. The daf will be, Gedalia, you'll broadcast it?
I'll make sure that we get it.
You'll make sure it'll get broadcasted, okay. Gedalia's the man. He's the man. And the did you already speak to Rabbi
Levitan?
Yeah. So Rabbi Levitan will do us the honor of saying the Mishnah Yomis. Rabbi Levitan, thank you very much. It's not it's not brachas, I know.
Huh? Very easy.
Okay, you heard it. You heard it from Rabbi Levitan. It's easy shmeezy. We're lucky. We're not learning all halos. We want to thank you all for coming, as always. That's Thursday, right?
What time is that going
to
be?
I didn't decide yet. I'll announce it. I'll talk about it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.